whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita, and this is episode 335 on Saturday, April 29, 2023. Or if you're on the other side of the world like me, it is Sunday, the 30th. So there we go. So welcome everybody, welcome chat room. As I said, if my internet's definitely being a little silly today, if I do go offline, I'll be back as soon as I can. Chat room, who have we got here? Happy affiliate anniversary. Yes, thank you, Tiber. Tiber's here, thank you very much. Yes, we have been an affiliate on Twitch for quite some time, which is fantastic. So Tiber's here, we've got Fair, Zaya's somewhere there, Rod somewhere there. So thank you guys, thanks for joining me today. We have got a bit to talk about because we've got a patch dropping in a couple of days, which is very exciting. So we're going to talk about that today, and as you can see, it's only me today, so let's get onto it, and hopefully we won't have too many internet issues. First things first,
coffee is my blood.
Everyone have your beverage of choice, that's always a good thing, right? Definitely. All right, we have coffee, we have show notes. Let's go. Alright, let me start off with throwing this in the chat there. So, World of Warcraft, the content update notes for patch 10.1. It's 10.1 already. Crazy. All right. Let me go. Where did I put it? I have got tabs opened everywhere, so I got to remember where I put things. So obviously, there's a lot of stuff about the patch that isn't relevant to us as challenge players. Obviously, if you're playing your normal tunes, etc., yes, there may be things that you look at, you know, if you're still raiding on normal tunes, if you're playing at a different level with your mains or alts or whatever you want to call them. So there is a lot of information, hence why the show notes the links will be in the show notes, etc. But it's just, you know, again, to give you the heads up of what is coming. The first thing I'll say, that obviously with any kind of patch, and being that it is a, you know, it's quite a big patch that's coming, I would suggest any challenge tune, if you're unsure about, strip them down, take off the gear, and, you know, just make sure that when you log in after patch day, check your gear, make sure everything is still, you know, quality that it should be. So obviously if you're on an iron, making sure that you're still wearing, that those pieces are still your white, your greys, etc., because there's, as we have seen in previous patches, a while ago now, but you know, sometimes Blizzard does change things as to, you know, they've upgraded something and not told people about. So strongly suggest stripping down your tunes before the night before, and just again be mindful when you're logging in after the patch. Check the gear that's in your bags. I normally put it in my bags. I do have a macro that I can auto equip everything at the same time, but normally what I will do is, you know, go over each piece to make sure that it is still the quality that I need it to be on that tune. So again, heads up, good idea to be doing that just to keep them all safe. Alright, so things that we're looking at. So there's a lot of information, and I've got not only that, I've got a couple of Wowhead articles that also talk about 10.1. Let me throw those in the chat for you, because there's a fair bit of information around from both Blizzard side and then Wowhead. So there's a lot of information. There's also some videos by various WoW YouTubers, etc., talking about the upcoming patch. So if you're into that, you know, you can go and have a look. But what we want to talk about is the things that really will impact our playing style as challenge players. So, not so much this will affect our playing style, but as you guys know, cross-faction guilds. Very exciting. So that comes into play finally. How many years have we been wanting this? Fair, yes. So it says you don't have to faction change to play with your friends anymore. That's what I think that was the note from the Blizzard website. Where is it? So this is players who have been enjoying cross-faction instances now have the ability to join the same guild as their opposite faction friends and benefit from conveniences like shared chat and guild repairs. Guilds are still affiliated with either the Horde or the Alliance, depending on the faction of the guild leader. So that's the main thing. As much as, you know, for the dungeon side of stuff doesn't come to play for the solo challenges, obviously would come more to play for teams. But, you know, the fact is, we can have both the Horde and Alliance tunes in the one guild be able to communicate easily with your, you know, with your guildies, even just chatting. As we know, just chatting in guild about what you're doing, asking questions. We can chat. Exactly, fair. That's a big thing. Sometimes you've got, you know, people that might come into the guild that's fairly new, or you're doing, you know, something, a questline, and you're not sure if it should be something that you should be doing with that particular tune. You know, you can always check with other people online, be like, well, has anyone done this? What was, you know, how did you go? Other, you know, people can go, no, don't touch it. Don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Or, you know, go to this zone. I found this zone really good. All of that kind of thing. So it's really helpful that we're going to have this ability to be able to have them both in, which is very exciting. I know on Wormrest, my Tauren Druid, that was my first Tauren Druid pacifist, is, I'm pretty sure she's still the guild leader of the Horde side one, which I'll keep her there so we can definitely keep the Horde guild open for those that want it. But I would be quite happy to move my other Tauren Druid across to our normal, you know, challenges mental blank to the guild, which is normally the bigger, the Alliance guild. So I'm excited to move her across, which will be fantastic. But I will certainly keep my dead pacifist scout E-Toon as the horde one, just in case, you know, you've got have a couple fesses. I have a couple who can move. Zaya says me too. So, you know, for those at the moment, I know I've got a couple of irons, undead irons over there. Maybe, have I got a green? Can't remember. Anyway, I know that I've probably got a couple that I'd like to move across to the Alliance Guild. So again, just to be able to chat, because a lot of people do obviously go Alliance side with Night Elves and all that for the challenges. Tauren Rogue Iron Man incoming, just saying. Nice, fair. Nice. Alright, so that is something that's very exciting for a lot of us, the cross-faction guilds. So, awesome. There was a note also in the... I'm just having a quick look. That there's apparently racial customizations to Nightborn, Dark Iron, and Worgen. They see some love. I didn't fully find the info, or I've lost where the info on that, but again, just to keep be aware of these things. Class changes, there is a pretty big thing that is coming in, and I can't, where did I see it? In the classes, in the show notes that Blizzard put out. So I want to discuss this because it was brought up on Discord. I think it was maybe Zaya, Fair, one of you pointed that out, and I'm glad you did, because I kind of had skipped over it. You know, there's so much to read in the show notes that I'd kind of gone past looking at the class stuff, because quite often a lot of the stuff for the classes, we don't, you know, I don't use, when I'm playing my challenger that's a warlock, quite often I don't have every spell. Obviously when I'm on a pacifist, I have barely anything other than the get out of jail ones, you know, like going into, whether it's have I got enough shadow meld for my Nada Rogue, you know, those ones. I don't have damage spells on there. I don't put anything on the bars that I don't need. I normally keep only the stuff that I need as a pacifist tune. So, you know, I keep it very minimalistic in that aspect, as I think a lot of you guys probably do similar things. But they had said here in the class notes, so, or is it, player stamina increased by 25% and enemy spell and melee damage increased by 25% and self-healing and absorb shield spells for damage dealers and tanks have been increased by a commensurate, probably said that wrong, amount, so that they retain their impact when solo or when supporting a group. So player health will be increased by 25%. Damage from mobs will be increased. Okay. So stamina's health, it's the same. So enemies' healths aren't going up, just their damage. Okay. Self-healing and absorb shield spells for damage dealers and tanks have been increased, so the absorbs can take a bit more absorption. Oh, my green mans have more stamina. Yes. So there's a couple of things. High stamina will give you more health. Exactly. I think so, going by what they're saying. Fair. Base health increased. And they're saying it's right, like, it's under the classes tab in the patch notes. So it looks like it's right across the board for everyone. So, yeah. So that is definitely something to be aware of. Hey, Mrs. Rucker, welcome. Thank you. Happy affiliate anniversary to us all. Yay. So basically, mobs are going to hit a little bit harder. They're not going to have more health. They're just going to be doing a little bit more damage. We, though, our toons, will have a little bit more health. We don't get an increase in our spells. We only are getting the increase in our stamina. Okay? So that's what they're saying. So that's interesting. And that's for all toons. So we will see how that goes. Yes, fair. Need to see how that plays out. Exactly. Obviously not going to be too much of a problem for a pacifist, because they shouldn't be doing any of that. But obviously if they get hit and need to run away, they're going to be getting hit for more than what they are now. However, we do have the increase to health, to our stamina. So I would say see how it goes. Let me know, everyone, after the patch, how did things play out for you and your toons? I'll be interesting to see. So, you know, that may be something. Let me know next week when we're doing the show to, you know, how did you find it? It's definitely something I'm intrigued to see how that goes once the patch hits. Scout it out. Absolutely fair. Definitely. So I think I'll play around with, I think I'll play around, definitely scout some stuff out on my main, but I might jump over to some of the lobby scout types that I have to see how that goes. So that will be interesting. Alright, they did have down that there's four professions, and obviously that more comes into perhaps pacifists and the working man, that there are new recipes. I think, though, a lot seem to be tied in with raids and dungeons, but there is supposed to be some UI improvements. I'm not quite sure. I think they're trying to streamline it, but again, something to be aware of with what's coming in. So hopefully they've fixed that kind of thing, so we'll see how that goes. As well as there are some UI and accessibility improvements within that. I haven't fully looked at that, so that might be something that pertains to you as to UI stuff, accessibility within, you know, within the game. So I think once the patch goes live, I think that'll be interesting. Let me know next week. We'll talk about how that's affected, you know, what did you find, did you have any problems with it? So we might do kind of like a post patch 10.1 next week, just to see how everyone found things. If you had any hiccups, if something is a huge red flag for what you found with playing a challenge, a particular challenge tune, etc. So as this week goes through, you know, if you want to make some little notes and we can talk about it next week, would be good, just so everyone's on the same page. Would be good. What's Zaya getting maxed on crafting profession is quite a grind now. Yeah, even for a normal tune, Zaya, it's don't even get me started. It really annoys me. One of the things I've always liked to do is get to max on my professions as soon as I possibly can when an expansion drops, and it's just been a pain in the neck on my main, and I've given up trying to be too focused on it, because otherwise I'd still be there. Fair, you love crafting professions, yes, and this is a nightmare. Yeah, it's I know they needed the overhaul. I know it badly. I think we all can agree it did certainly need an overhaul to professions. But I'm not happy with what they've done. Am I the only one? I don't know. I'm just not a fan. Not a huge fan. Not of the whole thing, but there's certain aspects of it that I'm just not a fan of. But anyway, one of these days I will start another working man. No, I don't think. I think I lost my last working man. I do need, I might wait until after the patch. So we'll see. So I'm not the only one. Yep, Tiber, same. Yes, it's these things are sent to test us, I swear. Anyway, anything you guys excited? 10.1 that you're looking forward to? Obviously, we've got the, you know, there's lots of exciting stuff with the cross-faction guilds, as we spoke about. Crafting, don't give up much XP except some world quests. Yeah, Zaya, that's true for a challenge soon, absolutely. Cross faction guilds is the biggie, Fair says. True, I think for us, definitely. It's very exciting, you know, because obviously Horde side as on Wormrest for us, I quite often when I go over there, there's not often, yeah, so lonely there on Horde side guild, absolutely. Mind you that I was on Alliance for a little bit last night on my two passies, my two Alliance passies. And I don't think I saw anyone, which obviously is quite doable because, you know, I'm in Australia playing on a US server. So sometimes I see Fair. It's not often I see too many other people. I need to try and start playing on my days off. I need to start playing at normal US times. Doesn't happen because I'm normally doing sorting out housework and all other things. So I have 30-ish guild members on Horde, a few hundreds on Alliance. Yeah, true. But again, you know, it's not like we're going to wrap up the Horde guild and just be like, no. We've got quite a few people that perhaps may one day come back, who have some you know, have quite a few of their Horde tunes in there. So we're definitely keeping the Horde Guild, so don't stress about that. But if you do want to take your tune from the Horde Guild and get it into the Alliance Guild, absolutely, we will have that. So that will be good. Fair says, yeah, my sleep schedule is odd right now. It's okay. Totally understand. It is very nice to log in at a silly time for you guys and have someone pipe up in like high leader and like, oh, I'm not by myself. It's always a nice surprise for me when I log into, you know, one of the guilds and have someone there who just pipes up with a high. So, because normally I'm not expecting it. Obviously at prime time, it is lovely to log in and see, you know, 3, 4, 5 people playing, which is fantastic. And of course, with playing US servers, it's always the way. Even though I quite often get a husband saying, why don't you just roll them on the Oceanic? No. No. I do have a couple on Oceanic, but, you know, I've been playing US servers for nearly 20 years. I did go over to Oceanic for a few years, but, yeah, no. US servers is where it's at. Don't tell him I said that. Anyway, all right, so that's the information that we've got. If you've looked through the patch notes, you find anything, if you think I've missed something that really pertains to the challenge tunes, guys in chat, let me know. As I said, I did not read the whole lot. I just kind of went through to try and pick out what was most relevant to us as a challenge community. So, you know, I may have missed some, but there's a lot of information, there's a lot of class stuff that, again, a lot of it probably isn't too relevant, but if you want to check up on your class and any changes, you know, all the information's there. As I said, you've got Blizzard patch notes as well as some information from Wowhead. Okay, well, that is the patch stuff. So, done. Let me talk about... I'm very excited. I've got a couple of things to tell you about my week and WoW. Not much. But I did get much passy love this week. I'm very surprised. I took my passy Leta 5... That's my Night Elf Druid, from level 34 to 38. So I got her 4 levels. Now, don't forget, she has got no spec, no talents, no professions. Because this is the girl that I made for our, you know, to honor 5 contests that we have had earlier in the year. So I've maintained her at not having any specs, not having any talents, no professions other than mining and herbing. They're the only two, which, thank God, because otherwise I'd probably be going stir crazy. And she's over at Half Hill, and we're doing the rounds. I've got no dailies. Like, if I go to Stormwind, we've got no dailies because she doesn't have cooking or fishing. So I put up the, what is it? Oh, mental blank at Half Hill. I've completely lost, you know, doing your tilling the soil thing. I've gone blank. So I've started that, the little farm. Thank you. I just complete mental blank. So I've started that. I've been able to do some of the quests with that. I hate getting the damn, you know, the wiggly crops and the, what was it, the bird that comes down, because you can't kill any of that stuff. So I have to leave those plots. So annoying. Vermin, yes, vermin. So I think I've only got 4 out of the 8. I think 4 have stuff in them that I can't do anything with. So I've still got 4 open. Yeah, those plots are lost to you. Yep. But it happens on every single tune. It's like you get to a certain point on whatever tune that you do, and there'll be a vermin plot will come up. Doesn't matter. So you will always lose plots depending on your on any tune, especially if it's a challenge tune. So it is slightly frustrating. But anyway, we're just doing the round of Heartlands, which I love. Excuse me. 1 out of 2 plots, yeah. You got it on your very first scaling planning. Yeah, I can't remember which one, but good mining, absolutely. I've picked up a heap of ghost iron ore, and yeah, I just love going round and round that whole area, and of course not touching where the vermin, what do you call them, like rabbity things are. I just have a path and I just stick with that, so it's been quite relaxing the majority of the time, and hence why I've managed to get through 4 levels this week, which is fantastic. I did get some dailies done on my big girl, so Passy, leader, my Night Elf Rogue. So she's been doing dailies in Stormwind, and my other Passy leader, my Tauren Rogue, my Tauren Druid, I've been doing the dailies in Thunderbluff. So I've just been trying, not necessarily every day, but kind of every 2 days, jumping on to do the dailies. So Passy safe quest can be found on the forums. Yes, I have got that. I'm just trying to tick them over with doing a little bit, get them a little bit of XP. I just have not had a lot of time to spend on each girl, so it's kind of like, do the dailies, okay, get the next one, do the dailies, onto the next one. Some are risky though, yes, exactly. And there's so much information on the forums, guys, don't forget, you know, for various quests and things to do, please check them out, because there is heaps of information. And again, if you're not sure, you can ask a question there. If you're not on Discord, you can certainly ask the questions there. We have quite a few of our wonderful mods that keep an eye on it, and yeah. All right, so that's what I've done this week. So we're slowly getting there with the Passies. Funny how the Passies is now my go-to fare. I haven't even looked at the irons. Haven't even looked at what else I've got. The bloods. I haven't looked at them. I keep looking at the bloods, but I'm just like, no, I just wanna pick herbs and mine all. Yes, or asking guild even if no one is around at the moment. Definitely. Because that's a good thing about that, you can log in and you can see previous chat, so that's helpful. Or unless I've got it, am I the only one that sees that? Maybe I've got an add-on that does that, I'm not sure. You know me and add-ons. You see it, okay. Good. Sometimes I do wonder, because I do run a few add-ons. yes, All right. Let's get into the news. Where are we?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Okay. Have I DC? Discord's decided to DC, so I don't know if that means not yet. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's just Discord that's playing up. No, Discord's back. Okay, no, I'm still here. Show title. I'm going to write that down. I'm still here. Okay, maybe Discord's having hiccups then. Because that's normally how I can tell, is like Discord does the whole, it's unavailable. So I've been thinking that the whole internet has been, so maybe, I don't know. Anyway, who knows? All right, we have some exciting news. We have some very exciting news. Teams is now good to play. Where's my little... Okay, that was kind of a bit of a creepy smile thing there from me. Apologies. okay, so Teams is okay. Zaya's got the code. It's all there. Apparently fantastic. I have not tested it as of yet, but if you want to go make a team, go forth, etc. As I said, he's still working out sorting them into the state of the challenges, so they might be a little bit wonky for this week. He said it probably take him a few days to get that sorted, but the main thing is he's configured everything and it's working. So I'll take down the banners on the website. I will be changing some rules on the teams. So the biggest thing will be that we are now allowing the Demon Hunters and Death Knights in for teams. So the Demon Hunters, Death Knight, and Allied Races, they're all allowed since we've had these changes with the levels. It's obviously brought them down. For some reason, I kept thinking they were way over 20. I had a brain fart. So I will update the rules later today once I get all the stuff done for the show and the website. I'll change the rules to reflect that. So if you want to make, you know, if you're going to be in a team with a Demon Hunter, Death Knight, Pandarian, Nightborn, and Undead, I don't know, I'm just making up teams, you can. Same rule still applies, that obviously by level 20 it needs to be registered and the team needs to be locked in, because once you hit level 20, that's it, there's no changing. So we will see how you guys go. We've got iron teams, green teams, blood teams. Go forth, have fun. For those of you that are playing teams, fantastic. Let us know how you got, if you've got any hiccups, etc. You know, again, let us know. But Rudd and Zaya, thank you so much. Passy teams, no passy teams. That would be very dangerous, I think, Mrs. Rakuru. It would certainly be a challenge, but no. Passy is more of a solo challenge. Yes, I absolutely. There's no real benefit because you're not killing anything. So normally, like obviously when you're killing a mob, you're getting XP for you and your teammates. Passy, you're not killing anything. So everything is, you're doing a quest to get, you know, say the cooking and fishing dailies in Ogrimmar or Stormwind. It's more that solo thing. So, yeah. I don't see about that. It definitely, individual with XP from the nose. Yes, Mrs. Rocker, exactly. Quests and gathering. Zai says, the nodes can be mined by many toons, but XP is not shared. Yeah. So, and I think, you know, we've got 9 challenges. 3 of them being 9. Yeah, 9. 3 of them being the teams, which is exciting. As I said, Iron, Bloods, and Green Man in the teams. And then you've got the 6 for solo. I think that keeps our guy, everyone pretty busy, which is fantastic. So, again, and you'll see in the standard challenges, like, seriously, you guys are busy out there. Every challenge has someone represented, you know, even if it's only a couple, there's still people playing every challenge, which is great. So, so we'll see how standard challenges goes next week, but Zaya is working on just sorting the teams for that information. But yes, go forth, make your teams, they're good to go. And as I said, Demon Hunters, Death Knights, Allied Races, all are allowed within that, and I will update the rules later today. So yay. Okay, couple of things that are happening. I don't know if it's still going on, but Volunteer Guard Day was the 28th to 29th. So if you are on Toons, definitely pacifists, be very careful. I know I'd been on the pacifist last night in Stormwind, but I kind of just dropped down on my flying mount to pick up the quest very quickly and then got away. So I didn't see anyone going around doing anything last night myself. So I'm not sure if it still is, like if it's still got a few hours. But again, if it is, just be careful. Be careful. What we do have coming up, though, in a day or so is Children's Week. So that's down for the 1st of May to the 8th of May. I have got, let me drop the information for Wowhead for Children's Week. So when I looked at it, I couldn't see any updates. They did have updates last year. But I didn't see any, like, they've updated the dates, but there was no update to anything new coming for the world event. So anyway, I will sort out a post for that as well, which may not be any different really from last year, but again, I'll look at getting that posted in the next, hopefully in the next day. I've got a public holiday tomorrow, so that might be the one thing that I'll sit down and get that sorted and get that posted onto the website for those that do it. Also, a reminder, video not updating for you, Zaya. I haven't gone offline, have I? Yeah, okay. I was going to say, because everything's showing okay. Reminder that Dark Moon Fair does not start this weekend. It will be next weekend. Okay, so it will be from the 7th to the 13th of May. So I'll give you a reminder next week, but it doesn't start because obviously April is Sunday and only kicks off when the beginning of the month. But like Fair had said earlier, if you're starting a new tune, Dark Moon Fair is definitely a great time to do it. Or with Children's Week, you know, that might be a really good way to start a tune, and then you're also leading into Dark Moon Fair in a week's time. Food for thought. Food for thought for me. All right. So that's all the news. I think I've covered everything that we needed to, so let me know if I've missed anything. Apologies if I have, but I tried to make sure that we've got everything covered for that. All right, main thing is teams is good to play. So good luck, everyone. All right, state of the challenges. Okay, let's have a look. As I said, every challenge has been represented this week. So let's start off with irons. So we've got 10 irons this week. We have got Never Lucky GT, I think, at level 50. 9 is, now it was a Bulgarian name, apparently, when I put it in translate, and it comes up as Hakren. Hakren. So that it was level 50, but RIP. 8 this week is Troghol at level 54. 7 is Iron Horo at level 55, RIP. 6 is Fera Fella at level 62, RIP. 5 this week, Wise Fox, level 63, RIP. Number 4 is Nura Pingi at level 63. 3 this week is Azzy at level 64. And yes, it is Azzy, but not on a Wormrest. Because I had to double check, because I was like, Azzy's back playing, he's busy playing. Oh, okay, he's not playing on Wormrest. I see you, Azzy. Number 2 is Priester at level 66. And number 1 is, great name, Irons at level 68, but RIP. Irons has been a very rough week. What was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 out of the 10. Tough week, absolutely. And yes, Fair, I am double check every time I see something that says Fair, and I'm like, no, that's not Fair. That's okay. So I knew that wasn't you. Alright, Bloods. We did have 2 Bloods this week at number 2. We've got Fiesta Taco at level 24. And number 1 is Chaya at level 56. Alright, Pacifists. We've got 10 Pacifists this week. Very exciting. Good to see the Passies. Much love there. Alright, at number 10, we've got Not Acting Out at level 12, but RIP. 6 is Sarah Daniel at level 20. 8 is Pacifists at level 22. 7 is No Kills, level 22, but red flagged because they have 5 kills and 5 killing blows. So, damn on that one. So, number 6 is Two Flower at level 24. 5 is Peace Bay at level 35. for this week is Miles at level 35. Number 3 is Passylita 5 at level 38. So, number 2 is Sync at level 46. And number 1 this week is Peacenik at level 69. Excellent. Peacenik. Tyball. Is that new? Yeah, fair. The 5 kills could be from some quest that is actually killing one. Don't know. Yeah. Absolutely. Be interesting to know, because they're only level 22. So if it was something, or, you know, what it could have been. Tiber, it is you. Excellent. Fantastic. But still, well done, Passies. What a week on that one. Okay, working man. We have got 4 working men this week. At number 4, we've got Squish at level 20, RIP. 3 is Elspeta at level 21. 2 is Zaya Windy at level 37. And number 1, Zaya Whalen at level 65, RIP. Zaya, what happened? What happened? So sorry to hear that. Wow, so working man, 2 out of 2, 2 out of half. Fair says, yeah, could be fires or ice tombs for the passy kills, yeah. Infiltrator quest in Veldraken. Ouch. Oh, Zaya, so sorry. 65, wow. Alright, Greens. Greens has been very, very popular the last few months, definitely. We've got 10 Greens this week. Fantastic. So, at number 10, we've got Green Challenge at level 19. 9 is Had Garrick at level 20, though RIP. Number 8 is a Serbian name that translate to I try, which I thought was a fantastic name, is level 24 RIP. 7 is Herbert R at level 25. 6 is Ibanari at level 29. 5 is Fair. I'm gonna guess, is this your shaman? Ferrisola at level 35. It is. You're sure. Yay. Excellent. Number 4, Luminaris at level 60. 3 is Chris3 at level 61. 2 is Roth at level 69, which I'm pretty sure that's Rod. And number 1 is Seth at level 69. Well, Fair says Green Man is fun. Yes. Both. Are they both yours, Rod? Did I not realize that? Wow. Well done. All right. I have all the things. Deep breath. Always a Worgen. Okay. Fantastic. Green Man is fun. Absolutely. So it's good to see, you know, there's people busy playing, which is great. We did also have 2 tins this week. Number 2 is Zaryl at level 26, but they are red flag now because they've equipped some stuff. So I'm guessing they've probably given up on worrying about running it as a tin man. That would be my guess. Number 1 was Helgen at level 60. So well done everyone for leveling. Commiserations, we lost a lot this week. It's been a rough week. a lot. So if you lost a tune, commiserations on that. Well done for everyone getting back out there and making a new tune. Always can be a little bit hard after you've lost one. Definitely. So for those that are continuing on, best of luck. Well done. All right, let's get to our chit chat. Where is it?
Hey yo, chit chat.
As our favorite goblin, we do like to hear from him. Let's have some coffee. Mainly because I need some coffee. Okay. I found two really cute jokes. So I'm going to do one of mine first. Then we'll do Tiber's stolen joke of the week. And then I'll do my other one. So, my first joke is, why are peppers the best at archery? Because they have an arrow. I thought it was so cute. Because they have an arrow. Habanero. I must admit I had to say that one about three times. Because I was like, habanero, habanero, habanero. Ah, gotcha. Yeah, it took me a minute. Took me a minute too fair. Totally understand, but it's so very cute. Plus, you know, obviously archery. Love archery. We have tunes that have bows and crossbows in game. I thought it was kind of fitting. Alright, Tiber's stolen joke of the week. What do sprinters eat before a race? Nothing. They fast. That's cute. Thank you, Tiber. That's very cute. I love it. All right. Oh, Dave. Dave's here. Hey, Dave. I had a bad dream last night. I dreamt I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted. Oh, Dave. I must do that every night, Dave. That's fantastic. Love it. All right. I've got my second joke for you. Here it is. How does a vampire start a letter? Tomb it may concern. I had to. It was so cute. All right. Well, we've had a bit of a laugh. Yeah, I thought it is definitely a lol fair. Absolutely. I thought it was very cute. Okay, I think we've covered everything that we need to, so if I've missed anything, please just pop it in the chat now, but I think we've kind of covered everything. So again, before I do the rollout of, you know, closing out the show, just a reminder, we've got a patch 10.1. Please strip down your tunes if you need to, remove the clothes, etc. We don't know if Blizzard will make any changes. It's always, always a good idea to remove what you're wearing, remove your gear, and double check it when you log in. Double check it before you put it back on your tune, just in case if Blizzard has thrown in a little curveball and gone, oh, we'll upgrade this white to a blue, which they have done on occasion. So again, that's the big thing. Cross faction guilds, very exciting. I think if not everyone, the majority of us, I think, can easily say we are very excited about that. If you need any help with for us, obviously, on US Wormrest Accord, if you need for me to jump over and invite any Toons, Zaya, Fair, anyone else, let me know. I can certainly do that. Poke me, let me know. Just let me get through, because I will be back to work. But if you do need me to do that at some stage, let me know. And when Guild Finder is open, excellent. All right, we can do that. Makes life easier. But certainly, if you do need a physical body, I will help where I can. Though I will be work is being a bitch. Is the kindest way that I can say it. this year has... It's been a year, and we're nearly at May. My goodness. It's my parents' anniversary tomorrow. So, which is fantastic. 51 years married. They have been 51 years married. So happy anniversary to my parents for tomorrow. They got married on the 1st of... May. Dad thinks it's hilarious because they actually got married on a Monday and tomorrow will be Monday. So whatever, that works out. Like, it doesn't often work out that their anniversary is the Monday. And they got married on the Monday, which is a public holiday here in Australia. We call it Labor, like our Labor Day. Might be similar to what you guys, I think you guys have a Labor Day. Anyway, I get a day off. However, I am making my parents a sponge cake. Mum said, I don't want anything bar a sponge cake. I said, okay. Of course, I got them a pretty candle. But I will make them sponge. So that's my tomorrow, which is exciting. Frozen, has it dropped? It's probably dropped. Eek, maybe. Oh, it's still coming through. I don't know. Hang on. Let me see. Lag, maybe? Is it back? Because all this says I'm okay. So why is Twitch being weird now? Okay. It could have three orphans at once. Yes, Mr. Rocky, you can. Yes. Okay, we're back. It did not... This is what I don't understand. If it's not Discord being stupid, it's Twitch being stupid. But it did not DC. Anyway, I'm not going to take any chances. So, I'm just going to... finish this out. So let me put my cute little heart, because we want to say massive thank you to our Iron Elites. Thank you guys for your support, keeping the lights on for the website, etc. No, and now we've... Why has it done that? Okay, that's bizarre. It is being bizarre. But it hasn't come up saying I've DC'd. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going. Am I going? Must be something. Twitch is being stupid. Oh, wait. Let me see if it DC's. DC'd. Nothing else says that I've DC'd other than Twitch being stupid. hurts its back. Swear to God, if it's not one thing. Alright. Iron Elites, big thank you to all our Iron Elites. So, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rockguru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zep. Thank you guys all so much for your support, helping. Much appreciated on that. To our fabulous mods, thank you for all the things that you do. You are all greatly appreciated. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you, thank you, thank you. To our Code Wardens, Zaya and Rudd, you guys are crushing it. Thank you. Teams is playable. Go forth if you want to make a team. It's playable. Everything's there. As I said, I will update the website with the news on the DK, Demon Hunters, and Allied Races. So, very exciting. So, go forth if you want to make a team. Have fun. To everyone here in the live show chat room, thank you for hanging out with me, giving up some of your time today. Thank you very much. So we have Fair, Zaya, we had Tiber, Dave, Mrs. Rock Guru, Zep. I think I see a Zep somewhere there. Not sure who else is there, but thank you for hanging out, guys. Appreciate it. Alright, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, May 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk about how has the patch, like obviously post-patch 10.1 next week. So, if you've got any thoughts, write them down. We'll talk about them next week. See how it went for you on your challenge tunes, etc. Which is, yeah, we'll just see how it played out, which is great. Alright, don't forget, all the information is over at wildchallenges.com. You can find the socials information there for all of the things that you can find us on, places like Discord, Facebook, Twitter, etc. If you want to listen to the episode of the podcast episode, check out places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. If you want to send me an email, anytime, podcast@wildchallenges.com. Jokes, questions, information. If you've got any background screenshots you want to send me, please send me that. I took a couple last night, but I haven't added them in yet. Took a couple interesting ones, so we'll see. If you want to find me, easiest place to find me is pop over to Linktree/LetaWow. That's LetaWow. You can find all the places you can find me, which is a few. Alright, big thank you to Mr. Nisi on the intro. We love that. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Nisi. And also big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping with the outro. Greatly appreciated his help on that. And you'll get to hear that in a minute. So, as I said, teams are open. Go forth. I'll take down the banner. I'll update the rules for that a little bit later once I get all the show stuff done today. Children's Week is starting. I will pop up the information for the Children's Week blog post. That will go up. As I said, didn't see any changes at this stage. Let me know if you find something, but Wowhead wasn't giving me anything new. So I guess we wait and see. Other than that, just take it easy. Be safe with the patch. arriving in a couple of days. And other than that, thanks for being here. Stay safe, both in and out of game. We'll catch you right back here next week. All right. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from Bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.